You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome. In this episode, we're going to pick up, well, kind of where we left off, because last time it was dealing with the goals, my goals for 2025. Here we are in the new year, and you're told, we're all told, it's everywhere. It's the new year, time to make resolutions, time to set goals for what you want to accomplish in the new year. This new year eventually will become a regular year. And so with that being said, why not? Now, why not? So I jumped in. Typically, I don't do resolutions. I did when I was a kid, but again, those were only just words. But now goals is really where it's at because, you know, so at some point you want to, you know. No, what I'm getting at is that at some point you want to write a book, or you've been telling yourself, hey, I want to write a book. Well, write a book. Hey, I want to go to Antarctica. Well, go to Antarctica. Now, I know you can't just pick up and leave and go to Port Stanley, but it's, you know, South Pole International Airport. No, there isn't one. So, you know, there's certain rules and conditions that have to be met. But, hey, it's a goal. I mean, trust me, I'd like to go set foot on the Antarctica, on the continent of Antarctica there before my time here on this planet is over. I'd like to actually set foot on that. But, hey, you know, it's one of those long-term things. But it's not something I want to do now. But, again, we don't know how much time we have. So why not work at it? So either way. So they tell us, hey, you set some goals, set some resolutions, make it happen. How do you make it happen? How do you do what you need to do to get to achieve those goals? Well, they got me thinking, and it's like, okay, well, let's just talk about New Year resolution management. Let's manage this. Let's manage these goals, these resolutions. A couple of things to look at. Again, it's a very common sense approach, and that's what I'm going to talk about here. And they're just five things. Really, we can break them down even further, and we can talk ad nauseum about them, and we're not going to. But it's just something to put a little thing in your mind alongside with those goals as you're putting them together and you're trying to figure out how you're going to accomplish them. Just something to think about. And number one is those goals, those resolutions, whatever you want to do, you want to break them down to their very basic components. What's it going to take? You break it down. So I love using the $1 million example. By the end of the year, I want to have $1 million in the bank. Okay, well, what's it going to take? Well, can't do it overnight, well, unless you win the lottery, but you know, you have a greater chance of getting hit by lightning, getting hit by a bus, and getting run over by a tank at the same time than you do winning the lottery. That being said, what do you need to do? Well, you got to earn $1. Then you earn $2, right? And then $4, and then 8, 16, 32, right? 32, 64, and so on and so on, right? Eventually, you've got $1 million. But the thing here is that you need to figure out how you're going to do it. So you break it down to the basic components. One, do you have the bank account? Yeah, I do. All right, well, that's fine. Do you have, how are you going to protect this money? Is it going to be earned through, or how are you going to acquire this money and then protect it? Is it through a legal entity like a limited liability corporation or an S-corp or a partnership or a individual, you know, sole proprietor? Again, all of those things, I know there's the minutia, that's the details, but sometimes you cannot get past the details to get to the goals. You have to have accomplished the details. So again, the attention is in the details, so pay attention to those details. So break them down to their components. You know, by month three, where should you be in earning $1 million? And by month six, where should you be in having this $1 million in the bank? Should you be at $500,000? Probably not. Because they say, once you earn your first $100,000, $500,000 is just a hop and a skip away. Once you earn your first million, your next million, again, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. So it's those milestones you need to accomplish. So break it down to the basic components. How are you going to raise the funds? How are you going to get that money? All right, so a couple of things we talk about here. All right, next, number two. Number two is act, execute, and go for it. Don't delay. Don't delay. Do not delay. Act. Once you know what you've got to do, once you've broken it down to the basic components, and again, don't take forever to do that, but execute. Act on it. Execute. Go for it. Make it happen. Start now. Don't wait any longer, because there'll never be a perfect time. There'll never be a perfect day. There won't be. The perfect day will never come. Oh, but I'm a perfectionist, Dave. I'm a perfectionist. And I go, my opinion about perfectionism is it's BS. It's an excuse. That's all it is. It's an excuse. So there is no perfect time to start anything. You want to do something, make it happen. Get on it. Execute. Make it happen. All right, number three. This one you need to look at all your goals and find any overlaps and either remove them or separate them. Right? So I've got two goals, my health, and then losing weight. Well, take care of one to get the other. Not necessarily, because I could starve myself and lose all the weight I need, and then my health is ruined. See where that's going? So you got to find the overlap. So yeah, eating healthy, exercising more, I'm going to be losing weight. So you see, there's that overlap. But it doesn't mean that I can get rid of one of the goals and replace it with something else. No, I have to stay focused on it and figure out, well, the overlap is the eating better. All right, eating better, exercising more. There we go. That's it. All right. But I still have to commit to it. I still have to do the commitment. I still have to monitor myself. I still have to check myself. So in doing that, figure out what's the overlaps. And you can basically work on two goals at one time if you do everything right. And if you need to, you can separate those two. All right, number four, backward planning. This is one of those seven habits of highly effective people that I love. Backward planning is what we called it in the military. Dr. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, calls it as begin with the end in mind. What is your goal? What is the goal? And then work backwards. All right, remember when I said separate everything down to its basic components? Well, again, you know what you want. At the end of the year, you want $1 million in the bank. Okay. Then you got to go backwards. How are you going to achieve it? Backward planning. It's the same thing in the military, in the army. You know, you're going to go assault a hill. You're going to go assault this village. You're going to go assault this stronghold. And, well, you're not just going to, okay, here, go. No. Well, this might take longer. So that means we're going to need to be fed. We're going to need to get our bullets resupplied. And, of course, there's going to be some casualties. So we got to get our Band-Aids. So our beans, bullets, and Band-Aids, we got to account for that. And when are they going to come into play? We can't just take them all directly and then the enemy captures that. You see what I'm saying? It's one of those that it's going to take some work. It's going to take some planning. And you've got to figure out, okay, at this point, yes, we're going to need this. At this point, we're going to need that. At this point, you know, in time, we're going to need to accomplish this. So at some point, you're going to need to figure out where that first dollar is going to go. And then as you go along and make things happen, you're going to need to figure out at what point and what are you going to do with that $500,000? And then the $1 million. And then backwards, you know, what's it going to take? What are the hurdles I have to cross? What are the obstacles I'm going to encounter? A little serious backward planning. All right, number five. Now, number five is a follow-on to number two, which is act, execute, and go for it. Number five is observe, orient, decide, and act. OODA, or the OODA loop. OODA, it's a loop. You, as you're moving, things are going to happen. You can't stop. Your goal is running out of time, right? Because you've set it for a year. You're running out of time already. You're already 3 days behind, 4 days behind as I'm recording this and posting this. And it's not the full year. So you need to figure out, hey, these things are going to happen. I'm going to encounter these roadblocks. What if somebody's all gung-ho and yes, we'll take the service or what we'll pay for the service that you're providing, or we'll buy your product and we're going to buy a lot of it and we're going to make you rich because we know we can sell this product or we know we need this product or service, and then they back out. What do you do then? Well, yeah, that's where the OODA loop, the OODA, and I'll talk more about it in a future episode. Really, it's an upcoming episode. I'll talk about more about the OODA, the OODA loop, and it is just real simple. You observe what happened. You orient. Fix, you know, how are you going to adjust? You decide, And if there's multiple adjustments to be made, you decide which is, takes a priority, and you go from there and you act. And then you move forward, and then you encounter another obstacle, another situation. You observe it, break it down, you figure out what you need to do, you decide to do it, and then act on it and keep moving. You keep moving. The OODA, the OODA loop, is designed to keep you moving. It's not made to make you stop. Nowhere does it say stop, regroup. No, it says observe, orient, adjust your course, decide which course of action you're going to take, and then act. Keep moving forward. Might look like you're spinning your wheels, but you're not, because you're observing, you're orienting, you're making those adjustments, you're deciding which, what to act, how to act, and then you act. And don't delay. None of that is a delay, because the longer you delay, the more obstacles are going to appear in your way. There is no perfect time, so don't stop. Oh, we'll regroup in 3 months, and it's like, no, we got to keep moving. You meet up in 3 months. Hey, how's it going? What do we need to do? How do we need to fix it? And sometimes maybe you don't need to wait as long. You do not need to wait as long. So with all of that being said, you've got to realize that things are going to happen in your goals, in setting your goals, achieving your goals. Things are going to happen that are outside of your control. However, keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't delay. Manage what's going on. Handle what's going on. Break it down. Act, execute, go for it, make it happen. Find any overlaps across all your goals. And if you need to either remove one of the overlaps or absorb it or separate it, do so. Make sure you're backward planning the entire time. Don't forget, begin with the end in mind. And of course, as you're going along, anything that pops up, you observe it. You orient yourself to the new action. You decide what the new action is going to be if there's multiple options, and you act. No matter what, you keep driving forward. You keep working to achieving your goals. I'm going to keep working to achieving my goals of eating better, of losing my weight, of exercising more, more quality time with my family, more writing, more speaking, more presentations. Again, getting out there. That's the only way. And again, I'm not going to let anything stop me. It might slow me down a little bit, but it's not going to stop me. Because again, I've got to pay the bills. I've got to do what I got to do to pay the bills. But the thing here is not forgetting, you've got to keep moving forward. If you want to be someplace, you want to lead people, you've got to break from the crowd. You can't be part of the crowd. You have to break from that crowd in order to lead others. But you've got to lead yourself first. So doing that is going to get you there. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books, and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please, do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra, dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note, and listen, hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.